you follow our channel at all, you know how big of fans of HHN Hollywood we are. And HHN Hollywood truly, I don't think, gets enough credit as far as speculation or coverage or anything near the rep of HHN Orlando, and that may be for good reason, but still. For instance, fan favorite Jack the Clown appeared at HHN Hollywood at one point, and we usually get more intellectual properties before Orlando does, like Insidious, Alice Cooper, Rob Zombie, etc. One of the fan favorites for Hollywood to speculate on, and one of the best areas in the event year after year, has always been the Mummy Maze, or the Mummy Q Maze. This is obviously fun to speculate on, as you can see into it early on in the building process, but over the years has produced some of the best HHN mazes of all time, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Saw, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, The Shining, and more. So let's take a look at the evolution of the Mummy Maze location. I can remember the first, you go down to that lower lot back in the day. There wasn't a whole lot going on. The chainsaws were down there. And then the Transformers ride was being constructed. So they're projecting that, the movie, on the Transformers building. It's kind of a preview to the maze you're going to go through. They still do that, of course, to this day. The most impressive thing in the Mummy location, I think, that we're going to see pretty consistently on this episode and next week's episode, is the facades are always like a movie set replica. And as you came in, you see the dead body, and you can kind of like vaguely hear the picture audio taking place, the flash. Yeah, Grandpa would always squirt you or something. Then here comes Leatherface. Now walking through the family room, Grandma was... She was always like watching TV. Leatherface there. We're like entering like the I think this is like the kitchen, maybe. Yeah, we're coming up on the kitchen or the barbecue shop. This dude's like chopping up, classic HHN gag, chopping off like a body limb. This is one of the big things, and again, we gotta say, shot by Dan Harkness, this walkthrough video. We wanted to make sure we gave credit to, so you guys know who to search if you want to check out their POV videos. That is always one of the best scares. That kind of... You think they're probably a mannequin of some sort, but they're actually the real deal. This guy probably scared hundreds of people throughout the run. But this was one of those things, man. You walked into this room and it was like, damn, you're in the movie. And being really the early on in HHN Hollywood's coming back, it was kind of wild to see. Now you're going through one of the bedrooms. And I think you could like see stuff through that chicken wire, like people sometimes. I may be totally off base with that. I don't really remember. Because you're like in a barn area with Leatherface and weird people. And like you're close to walking out to where the bed sheets are. That classic bed sheet chase. Yeah, this is like a work, his workshop or whatever. And then out through this room, we're now in the bed sheet room, our walkway. This had me like super uneasy because it was super foggy, yet you could see where you were going, but the light, the backlights on those sheets, and him just popping through, like, it made you feel like he was going to come out at any moment. It's a good scare. All three of the mazes this year were really, you know, the Freddy, Jason, Leatherface that we will, you know, cover in this series. They were all ridiculously good. And now we're going into the meat factory. And I can remember, like, this in person looking like a lot. Again, like we're walking through the movie set. And then something that HHN kind of brought back this year, this right here, this coming through all the hanging half pigs, that was always kind of rad. Another like table blood splatter scene type thing happening. HHN, you'll see, I think in both of these videos, this right here is badass. So you like walk through this tunnel almost of chicken wire, and the girl is getting sawed in half by Leatherface on top of you. And blood's like raining down on you. That I remember being like, holy shit, they're even on top of us. Right here, he's coming out for one more scare. And then we're on. So then, 2009, 2010. So that was 2007 and 8. 2009 and 10, we had the Saw maze. 2009, they called it Saw Game Over. And then 10, it was Game On. There were a couple differences. I think the most intricate one that I can think of is 2009, they had these monitors in the hallways, and it was like security camera footage of you walking through the maze. And every once in a while on the feed, you would see someone get kidnapped. And of course, like part of it was an actual like film. And part of it was live footage, depending on which monitor you were looking at. And so, but the traps and stuff are pretty much identical to what they were last year. And this maze was another one. Like here in the bathroom, it felt straight out of the movie, all the way to the shitty smell in there. But walking into it for the first time, I can remember like damn, this is movie quality stuff. There's the dude who gets like fried in the furnace. Fun story. It's spraying. He didn't pop out though. Fun story. John Murdy was doing that puppet. I don't know if it was in 09 or 10. Because they had it both years. This is the girl that froze to death. She gets sprayed with the water and then freezes. John Murray was working the puppet. He tweeted about it. We were trying to see if we could see him. This water right here, that water kill that Hoffman's in the franchise, that was always fun. That looked really good in person. We still haven't seen, walking through these hallways, we still haven't seen, like, the coolest one, though. And here it is. The Needle Pit. This thing looked so cool in person. Scare factor-wise, like, full-fledged HHN maze. Even really as well, here's the bear trap. Amanda's digging through this dude trying to find the key. That's pretty gnarly. Like, the prop looks like movie quality, which is dope as hell. That was your scare. The pig face guy is the people who are scaring you the whole time throughout this, really. The traps themselves were just kind of like scenes playing themselves out. And in this, what I was going to say, because what I want to do, really, is, as we discuss the evolution, so, you know, effects-wise, there's definitely been, like, an evolution as far as what they're able to pull off from the Texas Chainsaw Maze to here. But it's full phase. Oh, yes, the rack. The rack was pretty dope. As far as, like, full-fledged mazes, though, I think I gotta give it to Texas Chainsaw. And a 2011 hostile hunting season. You can see where they were in 11 on Transformers, which is kind of wild. This one's shot by Sharp Productions, by the way. And you can always see that on the bottom. If you're watching and you're not on the podcast side of things, the videos, you can see who shot the POVs. And again, look at that facade, man. Like, walking through this. The girl there, the, like, European advertisement chick from the movie. She was the password. So Murdy, you know, still, I wonder if it'll return in 2022. He'll tweet a password every day, and then you find the character that is kind of the keeper of the password, and he gives you a cool thing. This year it was the business card for the hunting club from Hostel. But this maze, it's kind of hard to call it a problem, but for the sake of what this show is, the evolution is... keeps talking about being American, and that's why he wants to kill the chick. That's weird. Coming into the weapons hallway, the dudes with, like, the horn gladiator masks. But no one in this maze really scared you. Is a lot. I can remember at the time, thinking, like, this is a lot like Saw, where they're doing the kills from the movie well, and it looked good and everything, but there was no real scare factor to it. I think part of the reason I'm excited about this right here was pretty dope. So he has the, like, circular electric saw, and he signed that chick at the night vision here. You can kind of see how they're doing everything, which is interesting too, but in real time you couldn't see her face in the spandex under the mask. Here's the blood bath. I think a lot of the fun in this too will be reliving some of my favorite mazes that we had done, but for the first few years, this whole episode really, these are all HHNs that we never podcasted. The Halloween Horror Nights coverage didn't exist. The Horrific Network wasn't a thing yet. But now we're walking, like, through a room, and it's just the gladiator-looking guys with big pinchers. There's the cannibal scene. You'd, like, smell cooking meat in this room. That was gnarly. As he's cutting that guy's legs up. But you're beginning already in 2011 to see, like, hallways. But at least these hallways aren't black. The transitional hallways. Meat grinder kill here. And this guy's, like, yelling at you, but, again, there's no scare factor, really. You're just kind of getting yelled at by a guy. Looking around. In a room with a lot of body parts. And there's another... So, she's hidden in a pile of bodies. That's another cool kill. The furnace from the Saw one, just without the puppet popping out, all burned up. And then the last thing are the, like, security scary dog puppets. And then the maze just kind of ends. And we're going to jump to 2012 here eventually. But so far, out of Saw, Hostel, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the best one, in my opinion, to this point, is definitely still the 07-08 Texas Chainsaw Massacre, man. It really is. And as we're just kind of filming, you're using all of Sharp Productions video, walking out, those lines are still that long. In current Halloween Horror Nights time, that is for sure. Like, I think that the biggest thing that we have ever really encountered she's saying that the guy who is grinding up the other dude told her to look at the dude's ass, and his ass was grind up meat, so it didn't really matter. The other thing too, and there it is, that's what Sharp Productions channel looks like. Forgot to cut this one, I apologize, but it gave us time. Now we come to one that'll be interesting. This is Silent Hill. This is, again, filmed by Sharp Productions. But here we are. I remember being legitimately curious about this one. The movie was decent enough. The video game, I was never huge into. I played a little bit. But I remember being excited about this. That effect there, he didn't show the girl with the gun that was shooting that thing. And we're coming in through the sewer. And we're like into the town. You see like some storefronts. And Pyramid Head popped out. And I remember him being super imposing. He's big. He was huge in person. And I remember he scared the shit out of Kevin. And we're like coming through where the school was. I remember the lighting being like it was in that shot right there. It's kind of was hard to see any of the script of the actual building. This one was cool with the lighting effect. She shows up in the chalkboard, and then Pyramid Head here. And into a That actually kind of startled me right now in the video. Are we in a sewer or something? And the gas mask guy just kind of standing there. I remember it being kind of lame in person too, to be completely honest. We got a black hallway. Walking through some hanging bodies. Pyramid Head now with his sword to the side of us. So up until this point, Pyramid Head had like ran at us almost. He didn't have a sword with them. Now he did. And now the nurses, which the nurses were in the bottom lot too for the scare zone, and they looked cool. That's the one thing about these like the Pyramid Head and the nurses especially, like they looked very dope. They were really good getting that knife, like, super close to you, making you feel like they were actually going to stab you. And the whole thing with the rabbit. I think the rabbit, yeah, was the last part. So that one, as far as being well-rounded, I almost like more than Hostel, but I still think Texas Chainsaw is the top one. Now we're in 2013 with Evil Dead. Mia caught up in the trees. And Mia, so there, at least in this location, was your first like real black hallway with a character up high at the end of it, scare, boo hole type thing, scare tactic. Your now tried and true traditional HHN Hollywood scare. That was the first time in the Mummy location, 2013, that we see it used. That's a fun trivia fact for you. I'll be curious if that holds true with the rest of them. I remember that room being pretty dope where he's reciting the Evil Dead stuff. Even though he was a mannequin, that was kind of cool. The girl being real there with the mannequin, the mechanical, you know, rig. And this guy. Like, they were up in it, in this maze, really. This was a really solid maze. Like, she's at behind that curtain, which I don't know what it is about people that I know that are just, like, directly behind the curtain that always freak me out, but that freaks me out. This girl with her arm, I remember, like, holy shit. Also, the set design, I remember feeling like, damn, like, this is really good, too. Like, more detail than Hostel. And even Silent Hill. So there's a little bit of a black hallway transition into the basement, which and I remember her tongue. Like, this looked dope. Like, she's terrifying looking. The split tongue scare. And then you're, like, on this bridge thing, and they had an animatronic rig thing that kind of popped out. And there it goes. I think it's supposed to be, like, a scared Mia. And that right there looked like an Ash Williams plant, like an Easter egg. So I do not remember that character at all in the movie. In the movie. Mia with the chainsaw on the demon. 2014. This is the first year. At this point, Horrific Network is in its brand new stage. But I remember this maze, this Clowns 3D. Sweet looks. And then shout out to Theme Park HD. We got the walkthrough video from their channel. So Dan Harkness, Shark Productions, Theme Park HD, the major contributors to this show. And this was what this maze I remember being a lot of. It was just hallways like that with nothing. And then this looked cool, like it was in 3D. So you're like, oh, pretty. Like, this is cool. Nice. But it wasn't anything like, holy smokes, this is amazing. Like, nah. This guy's fake. A lot of just bodies hanging here, also fake. Into like this room of a jail cell bathroom, just people throwing up. Like, I remember it feeling very lackluster for what was there previously, both like directly after and then after. And like, you're in a dungeon. This room was cool, though. Her electrocuting this dude. And then he's pulling. So now they got like stuff on either side. Now it's like, this is what you're used to out of an HHN house. And even here, you know, not a ton black hallways for transitions. It's still pretty well decorated throughout. Were a couple, but nothing substantial. Most of their transitional hallways are stuff like this, where it's, you know, some kind of gag at the end, or it's just like this, where it's the wall material, at least. So that's the first batch of mazes through the Mummy location, and I gotta tell you, man, that 0708 Texas Chainsaw Massacre was really, I think, the top of the line. Saw was cool, Hostel was really good, but at the end of the day, there just was something about that 2007-2008 Texas Chainsaw Massacre maze. It really felt like you were walking into the house. You really smelled like every smell imaginable that you could relate to the Sawyer family. And year after year, the smell thing really kind of became an HHN staple. And I feel like, truly, at least on the West Coast, that it started with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I can remember some smells that we'll talk about with the other two big ones that happened in 07 and 08, but this was really a distinct experience and something that I will never forget. So for right now, the 07-08 Texas Chainsaw Massacre maze is the best experience